There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, why not? 855-99-37569 is a way to get in touch with me today. And basically any day. It's just that on some days I'm much more likely to be on the other end of your phone call. Like, during... I mean, realistically, call anytime, of course. I'm not going to be there, but call anytime. But my number, as you know, is 855-99-37569. And even when I'm not here, you can leave a message. And I am here from noon to 3 Eastern, Monday through Friday. So those are the... I mean, if you're really trying to get in touch with me as opposed to... I don't know. I know people, I swear to you, know when I'm on the air. So they'll call up and leave a message on my home phone so they don't have to talk to me. They can just leave a message and says, I mean, have you ever done that? Have you ever called up somebody that you knew was not going to answer the phone at the time?
Yep.
That either they were going to be out or they're exercising or asleep. Or God forbid, asleep.
And leave them a voicemail, yeah.
Yeah, hi, how are you? Yeah, good.
And people have done it to me quite a bit, too.
Yeah, I think everybody does it.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's kind of the intermediate step between... texting and phoning is phoning when you know they're not going to be there. Right?
Yeah, exactly.
Instead of I get credit for returning the phone call, but I didn't actually talk to you. Oh, we're getting so sneaky as human beings. Okay, 855-99-37569. At some point today, I will definitely tell you what movies are coming up this weekend. I'll tell you later rather than right now. You just have to be on Tinderhooks to see what I think about the movies that are coming out this weekend. 855-99-37569. All right, we put up on Facebook, go ahead and ask me a question, because I know people say, you know, I run into people all the time who say, I really wanted to talk with you, but I'm at work. All right, so this is, to a certain extent, it's a response to that.
All right, let's take a question from Alan. Alan says, what is Dr. Joy's perception of herself at age...
Exactly.
Does she feel young or old? She always comes off to me as younger. My theory is that everyone is 10 to 11 years younger than they are, except when you're about 20. It takes a year to reach any age. Most people don't have major choices until they reach about age 10 or so. So minus 10 on everybody.
Huh.
So minus age 10 on everybody. Betty White is 93, and she would probably see herself as in her early 80s.
Oh, I suspect younger than that. But it's a very interesting theory. I like that theory a lot. Here's my joke. That in New York, you know, I'm old, and in Florida, I'm an ingenue. So part of it really is context. It's a hard question. Let me see if I can answer it in a number of different ways, because I think it's a very good and honest, if probing, question. I probably see myself as significantly younger than 10 years younger than I am. Excuse me. And part of it depends on what I'm doing. And I think the things that keep you young are doing new things, and so I'm always doing new things. Part of it is, I guess I've always assumed that I would have a very long life because the women, as I've said, in my mother's side of the family have lived, all of them, and that's going back three generations that I know of, have lived into their late 90s. So I figured making it to 100 is a really pretty good shot. Unless I get struck by, you know, one of my jaywalking routines. But we call that joywalking. So I guess that's part of it, as I figure it's not so much where you've been as how much more you have to go. And I figure I've got a fair amount to go. So that's number one. Number two, I think context really does matter. Number three, it's one of my favorite things that, you know, being in the kind of show busy kind of place that I am, that lying about your age, everybody does it. So it sort of became, and part of it was helped along because people had the wrong age. They had both too old an age for me and too young an age for me. So, and as a public person, you just, but like, for example, I had to fill out some form for something for my doctor or something. And it's one of the ones that you really can't lie on it. You actually have to put your birth year in it. And when I put it down, he said, "You put down the wrong year." And I said, "No, I actually didn't." He said, "But that would make you." And I said, "Yeah, I know." And he said, "You've got to be kidding." And that was one of the finer moments of my life. So I don't know. It's one of the things, as I said, it depends on context. Some places I'm old, some places I'm considered a baby. You know, for me, it's not so much age as really sort of trying to remain healthy and active, both sort of mentally and physically, and I suppose spiritually as well. I don't, it's a good question that I don't have an easy answer to, but I think your perception that 10 years, that none of us have much choice for ourselves for the first 10 years. I also think that I'm an old soul, although I think my daughter is actually an older soul than I am, which is sort of an interesting phenomenon.
And you're 3 years younger, right?
Exactly. The magic, which really irritates the daylights out of her for reasons that completely escape me, is that I'm actually 3 years younger than my daughter. So, good point. Although I actually was with somebody a couple of weeks ago, and it was just one of those kind of things that she happens to know how old I am. And we were talking with some other people, and I said to this, "Well, where were you born?" And she said, "When?" And I said, "No, where?" And said, "Well, this is when I was born." And this person said, "Oh, yeah, that's when she was born, too, but she lies to everybody about it." And I thought, that was a really crummy thing to do. That it's one thing to say, "Well, she's the same age." But then to add she lies about it, what's the point about that? I mean, I suppose to just prove that she was important and I wasn't or something. But at any rate, so I've hopefully finished your question enough to... And when I was young, people thought I was older than I was because I'm tall. And I think the same thing that made people assume that I was younger or older than I was when I was young or make them assume that I'm slightly younger than I am now, that I'm older, because I think height is certainly an advantage. I'm still fighting the battle of the bulge all the time, but I think it's a little easier if you have a little more weight and a little more height to spread the weight over. All right, next question.
This is a question from Jerry. Jerry says, she says, "Dr. Doyle, what do you do when you invite a friend to a concert via email and they don't reply? I'm quite sure she saw it. Should I call her? Rescind after a week? I've already reached out a second time."
Okay, I had exactly this situation, so I can really respond to that from a very personal level. I sent somebody a text. And in fact, I can give you two situations. I sent somebody a text inviting them to the theater and hadn't heard back. And so I sent them another text saying, can you go or not go? And I should have asked myself the same question you're asking me, because I would give you a different answer than I gave myself at that moment, but I've now learned. So I finally, a couple weeks ago, and I thought, well, I must have really done something to upset her, and I thought, I have no idea what it is, and if somebody's mad at me, I want to know. So instead of texting her, I emailed her. So I used another road of communication, and I said, "Are you okay? You know, I've texted you a couple of times, and you haven't gotten back." And I didn't bother to say, I thought it was really rude, I invited you to the theater. And she wrote back and said, "What text number are you using?" It turns out it was instead of 203, I had 202 or vice versa or something. So if I had, she never got the text. I had the equal experience of somebody at a party a couple of weeks ago saying, "Are you available for the Oscars?" And I said, "Sure." She said, "Well, I'll send you an email." Great, didn't hear. And I didn't actually know how to get in touch with her. And the Saturday before this last Sunday, before the Oscars, got an email from a friend said, "Why haven't you RSVP'd?" And I said, "I never got an invite." So I would, if this is somebody that you care about, and it sounds like you do, I would make the assumption that something's gone wrong and pick up the phone and call. Because it's needlessly, there are two examples in a very short period of time in two different modalities. One was email and one was text, where I didn't get them. Either they didn't get them or I didn't get them. So, yes, definitely pick up the phone and say, "Hey, listen, can I check, you know, the email with you? Because I really wanted to invite you to this thing." So, yes, pick up the phone and ask, whether you're young or old. 855-993-7569. Good time to call me. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hey, sorry I'm running late. I had to stop and get my vitamins for the month.
I got mine in the mail yesterday from DiscountNutritionShop.com. So I'm here, totally on time.
DiscountNutritionShop.com?
Yep, they're a lifesaver in more ways than one. They have all the nutritional supplements you need, the major brands you know. Plus, you can save up to 10%. Write down this number, 888-908-4548.
Huh?
888-908-4548. Or just go to DiscountNutritionShop.com.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Did you know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, that's a great time to call and a great phone number to use, 855-99-37569. All right, we also asked people on Facebook if they want to be program director and what kinds of things they'd like me to talk about. So let's look at a couple of those. Can we do that?
Sure. Let's go to Sheila. Sheila has a thought on the importance of adults talking to children honestly to prepare them for adulthood and for them understanding their children pay more attention to what they do more than what they say.
All right, so read that again for me, because she may have done most of the talking about it in the statement, but go ahead and read it again for me, would you?
She says, the importance of adults talking to children honestly to prepare them for adulthood and for them understanding their children pay more attention to what they do than what they say.
Okay, well, I think, again, you've covered a huge amount of it, but let me add a little bit that, first of all, I think honesty is maybe not the appropriate term. Certainly dishonesty is not. But between honesty and duplicity is a huge amount of real estate. And for example, the joke is the 9-year-old goes into his dad and says, where do I come from? And the dad does this huge explanation about sperm and eggs and sex. And the kid finally said, yeah. But where do I come from? Joey comes from Detroit. So you need to figure out what the question is in order to give an appropriate answer. And appropriate is very likely a better word than honest. Because honest, I mean, I don't think most of us are dishonest per se, but there is always the example of the parent saying to the kid, you can't lie about anything, you can never lie, it's never justifiable. And then when the boss calls, says, I don't feel well, when they clearly feel fine. So I think a parent needs to be consistent. And consistent, it's very hard to be consistent unless you're honest, because you can't remember everything. So if you stay honest, then you're going to be consistent. If you're consistent, then you can probably give an appropriate answer for whatever the question is. And the best way to deal with a child's question is just to ask them, what do they think? Because you'll get a much clearer idea of not only what your answer could be, but what their question really is. Because kids speak the language much better than they understand it. So I've told the story before of trying to figure out what my daughter was actually talking about at one point, and she kept saying, in the sky. And it took me like a half hour of an incredible frustration on her part, because we were talking about one of the neighborhood kids, and we'd gone to see him in a play, and we said he was the star of the play. So for a 2.5-year-old or a 3-year-old, a star was in the sky. So she was really proud of herself for being so sophisticated that we couldn't figure out what she was beginning to talk about. So asking a kid what they mean, explain, and can you give me an example, makes a huge difference. Being consistent, especially because if we're inconsistent, our kids are going to feel, well, I got away with it last time, it's worth trying again. And that's the kind of interaction between parent and child that drives both parent and child bananas, but especially the parent. And you hear people calling and say, my kid's always trying to get away with something, no matter what I say, they argue with me. Well, that's part of the hallmark of inconsistency. Part of it is just kids will test limits. But if they know clearly where the limit is now, where it was yesterday, and it'll be exactly the same place tomorrow, it's going to cut down on the argumentation, just because there's no particular motive in doing it. There's no particular payoff. If you say you have to go to bed at 10 today, tonight, tomorrow, and you have for the last 3 weeks, the likelihood of a kid saying for any length of time, well, how about midnight, diminishes, just because it's not effective. Now, it doesn't mean that they're going to stop it completely, but if you told them 10 o'clock last night and let them go to bed at midnight, you are in for the argument of all time tonight. Because, well, you let me do it last night, and they're not going to give up. And you can say, well, last night wasn't a school night. It doesn't make a difference. So consistent. I think enforceable. Don't have rules that you can't enforce. And one of the classic ones of what do you do about a child that's lying about something, and you know they're lying. If you're 100% sure that they're lying, 100%, no question whatsoever, then you punish them. If you're not sure, what you explain is the next time it happens, they're going to be punished. But saying to a child you did it when you're not 100% sure, if they didn't do it, they're going to the martyrs of the universe, and you're going to make an emotional terrorist. Well, you know, why bother telling the truth, because mom doesn't believe me anyway. If you're 100% sure, punish them. And don't ask them, just punish them. If you're not 100% sure, explain next time what the penalty will be. All right, what else? I'm trying to think. There was one other thing I wanted to make a point about. Consistent, appropriate, not asking them to, don't put them in positions to lie. Because I think every parent since Adam and Eve has said, okay, not only did you kill your brother, but you lied about killing your brother. Well, everybody's going to lie about killing their brother. So it doesn't really make any sense to sort of make two separate penalties. Just don't put them in a position to lie. Okay, I think that probably covers that. And if I didn't, you can call up and ask another question. All righty, 855-993-7569. All right, how about one more program director issue?
Sure. Let's go to Nitra. Nitra says, this is just talking about realistic steps to one's self-improvement. And actually, underneath that particular idea, Lynn says, or steps to avoid self-sabotage. So it's kind of a two-part.
Okay. Question. Yeah, there are two parts. Okay. All right. So, how set realistic goals. All right. First of all, look. This is sort of a classic New Year's resolution, which we're just beyond. If something's been on your list, any list of self-improvement for a couple of years, and you haven't made any headway, take it off the list. All right, just give yourself a breather. Figure out one or two areas. Don't try and change all of your life. Don't try and lose weight, give up smoking, exercise more, be nicer to your kids, and start studying for calculus. I mean, that's too much to do. Pick one or two very specific goals, and your goals should be specific, time-oriented, and goal-oriented. In other words, instead of saying lose weight, well, what does that mean? It could be I'm going to lose 5 pounds in a month. And then figure out the ways that have been effective to do that in the past and the ways that have been ineffective. If something's been ineffective in the past, I'd try something else. Because if it wasn't effective then, the odds are not heavily in favor of it being effective now. Now, things do change, but still. Figure out what has been effective. And having a partner, I know for me that I've been able to achieve most of the things I've been able to achieve that I really didn't want to do, like finish a book or start a project, by making commitment to somebody else and saying, my brother and I do this all the time, where he has an odious task and I have something I've been procrastinating. And so we'll make a deal with each other. Whomever hasn't gotten it done by a certain time has to do something outrageous, like fly the other one out for dinner or something like that. And given the fact that we live 2,000 miles away from each other, that works pretty well as an incentive. And sometimes it gets both of us off the dime, so we both accomplish what we want to accomplish. So specific, time-oriented, goal-oriented, again, if it's been on your list for a long time, take it off. Figure out what's been effective. And the self-sabotage, I think, is almost exactly the counterbalance to all those kinds of things. Beat yourself up, make things negative, make things so abstract you can't really evaluate whether you've been successful or not. Be unrealistic. I know people who said, you know, that they wanted to lose 40 pounds by their daughter's wedding. And I said, when's your daughter's wedding? In a month. Well, you're not going to do that. So, and figure out if there's another way of positing. For example, instead of losing weight, maybe I'd like to get into my old jeans. Okay, by a certain day. All right, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective, and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Walland Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Walland Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall and Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new turkey and ham unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price, $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-99-DR-JOY. Tara, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. How are you?
Good, Tara. What's on your mind today?
Well, I wonder if you can give me some advice on how to deal with the situation that I have with my siblings. Okay. I'm the youngest of seven. The girls pretty much stick together, and the two boys do their thing. And that's worked pretty well. But I found out last night through one of my brothers that three of my sisters, who I consider very close, are getting together this weekend. One of my sisters lives far away. She lives across the country, and she's flying into the town that I live in. She and I used to live together. She's the oldest sibling. We're 17 years apart, but I have the most connection with her. Mm-hmm. I love her to pieces. So she, she has come in several times to see several other people, which I thought, you know, fine. She can't tell me every time, even though I live 5 minutes away from the airport. I overlook it, overlook it, overlook it. But it's been happening now for so long that I don't know what the issue is. Now, I have brought it up to them before. I am certainly, I wear my heart on my sleeve, and they don't, generally. I'm generally the most sensitive, so I'm aware of that, and I try and keep in check and not make a mountain out of a molehill, you know. But this has been happening so much, and I've asked my husband, I've asked a couple other people, should I just keep overlooking the fact that she's flying into the city that I live in, and she's having another sister who is an hour away pick her up from the airport, and she stays at her house. I don't get it. I don't want to create any family drama.
I got it. All right, let me get a little bit more information. Tara, how old are you?
I'm 47.
And so the three sisters, I know your sister would be, what, is 64. What are the ages of the other two sisters?
57, I think, and 53.
And so the boys, where do the boys fit in this?
My brother is he's the second oldest. He's 63. And I have another brother who's 55.
All right. So let's break it down into two different parts, because I think there are at least two different parts here. One is that all three of the sisters are getting together and not including you. So is there an issue with you and any one of the sisters?
No, not at all. It comes out like this. I'll be talking to my mother, who is she's 85, and she's forgetful. So when my sister tells her, listen, don't tell Sarah.
Yeah.
We don't want to.
Yeah, I know. My mom does the same thing. I think it's forgetful and manipulative all at the same time. I'd call one of them up and say, hey, listen, I understand you guys are having a party. My invitation seemed to have blown out of the mailbox, and see what they say. But it would still seem to me, if three of the sisters were getting together and I was excluded, I'd want to know why. And I would want to know why, not belligerently, but out of, you know, I would be curious rather than furious of, hey, guys, what's going on here?
Well, I have asked that before. I get nothing. I get, you're overly sensitive. There's nothing wrong.
No. But you're not crying. You're not asking, you're just saying, hey, yo, this sounds like a sister's reunion. And, last I looked, I was a sister. And then I'd pick the sister, which gets us to issue number, which is my number two, your number one, which is to the sister that you care about the most. And, to a certain extent, this visit, because I still think that the issue is why you weren't invited to the threesome. Because once you're not invited to the threesome, presumably there's a reason why you're not invited. But once you're not invited, your sister comes from a long way away, is not going to call you, because then she's either going to have to lie to you about where she's going, she's going to have to blow their cover. So that actually makes some sense to me. And the reason that she'd ask a sister who lives an hour away to come and pick her up is because that's her final destination. So it's not only more convenient for her because she has someone to take her there as opposed to having to ask you to do it, but it also keeps her, whatever the secret is, intact. But the clue here is what's going on that the three of them are doing, that the boys aren't involved, and you're not involved.
I know exactly what's happening. I mean, they're going up to this craft fair, and then they're staying at my brother's place. That's why he said, hey, the girls are coming up.
So why were you not involved? Why do you think you weren't included?
I really don't know. I don't know.
But Tara, that's the clue. Your oldest sister's behavior is very consistent with you not being invited. So the clue is not why is your sister behaving that way in this particular instance, and I know she's done it before, and we'll get to that. But in this particular instance, she couldn't do anything else. So the question is not why did your sister not call you. The answer is because she's going to an enclave with the other three sisters and you weren't invited. Is it that you bring your husband along? Is it you bring your kids along?
No, not at all.
Do you have a dog?
No.
There is a reason.
Okay, so,
Tara, we got to figure out what the reason is.
Well, the only thing that I can think of is the last time that, I felt really comfortable with them, I was having an issue with my son, and I let it all hang out. I'm like, I really need your support. And we're old Yankees. We're Yankee families. You know what I mean? We keep to ourselves. We're cold and shut up about your problems, That's the way we are. So I'm not like that at all.
But, Tara, what is it that you wanted from them about your son? What was the problem with your son?
That's a whole different story. And as a matter of fact, I called you about that not long ago.
Well, just give me the Reader's Digest version, just the short version.
He quit school. He's got no ambition. He's in his early 20s. Blah blah.
Okay. And what is it that you wanted from them?
All I wanted them to do was to keep in touch with me, just to kind of say, how's it going? Give me a sense of connection.
Well, that isn't how they interpreted it. I guarantee you.
No.
That isn't how...
Yeah.
Well, that is the issue. So what they're saying is, look, you broke the code. You know, that we take care of our own family. Nobody asks for charity, and that's in heavy italics. But that's why they didn't invite you, because they view you as... viewing, again, because you're the baby, that it's okay to ask for help, you know. And they don't want to do that. They figure we're all adults. We take care of what we need. And if you called up, for example, your sister or any of the six, and said, look, do you have 15 minutes I can talk? I just need to unload. They might, depending on who you picked, have gone along with it. But the general kind of, look, I'm the baby, you guys are older, you owe it to me, is what they heard. And it made them unhappy. And it made them distrust your participation in their life. Because they feel anytime you get with them, you're going to ask them for something. And so they'll avoid you.
Yeah.
So the question is, what do you do about it now? And the answer is that you start, because there's no need anymore to call them up.
I think that stinks, by the way. I think that's awful.
But, kiddo, whether you think it stinks or not, that's they're consistent about it.
I have gotten to the point where I don't talk about my son. The times that I do talk to them, they ask me, how's your son? I say, he's great. This is what he's doing. In order for them to feel free of that burden of potentially giving me advice.
Tara, that's a different issue. That's a completely different issue than what I was talking about. Completely different. I'm saying offer something.
Yeah.
Offer something. You say, here is something that I have that's valuable that I want you to have. Whether, as I said, you know, sending, you have to be a little careful about sending something to your brother's house. But maybe, you know, maybe calling up your brother and saying, look, I'm not there this weekend, but I would love to buy everybody lunch. You know, I'll call up Subway and order everybody lunch.
I mean, I do that. I guess
tell me what you did.
A couple months ago, I was with one of these sisters, and she is currently unemployed, and I grabbed the check and brought it to the waitress. Now, she's usually very insistent that she pays the bill, mm-hmm. and I know that, so I took the bill, and I grabbed my credit card, and I said to the waitress, please pay this, because I knew my sister would automatically take it.
Okay.
You know, so
let me just explain the difference. I think that's a good impulse on your part. The problem is that it's, at that moment she might have viewed it as charity. It's a lovely thing to do, but it will work better if she. You know, you hear what I'm saying? I can hear from the examples that this is not your modus operandi, which is okay. And look, these people aren't going to go away. They're still your family. They're still your life. And the more you can sort of to offer rather than to ask, and it's good for you as well as for them, because part of it is their own prejudice about you. Is Tara's always the one who, you know, we had a babysitter, we had to share our allowance with her, we had to get up and change her diapers, and part of it that is their craziness, but part of it is that you sort of dovetail into their prejudices. So we can't change their prejudices per se, but we can change the dovetailing part, because you have control over that. What I would do is, number one, be stupid and cheerful, and number two, see if there's something you can do. Call up your brother and see if you can be cheerful, or call up your sister that you're the closest to and say, hey guys, it just occurs to me that you guys are taking a road trip, and I thought if it's okay with you, I would love to send a bottle of champagne or Merlot or something to your room. And if she says, well, I just say, well, you know what? You guys have always been there for me, and I just want to be there for you occasionally. It's probably going to be more than a one-shot deal, but the more you can think about that, and it doesn't have to be lavish. It doesn't have to put your MasterCard into meltdown. All right, so think about it, kiddo. Think about giving and see if changing their perception of you and your perception of you.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BitBit.co. Why? Because BitBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BitBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BitBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BitBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BitBit.co.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now.
Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products.
It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery.
Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, sort of. That fanfare works better, I think, for the DVDs that are coming out this week than for the movies that are coming out this week, because a number of Oscar nominees and winners came out on DVD this week, as opposed to this group, which I don't think we're going to be seeing on the gold carpet anytime soon. All right, the number one movie this week is very likely to be Focus, which is Will Smith, Margot Robbie, and, well, there are some other characters in it, but if I tell you who they are, then it'll give away a little bit of the plot, so I'm not going to do it. In the midst of veteran conman Nikki's latest scheme, a woman from his past, now accomplished femme fatale, shows up and throws his plans for a loop. All right, let me tell you what I liked about this movie and what I didn't like about this movie. Will Smith is kind of cute. This one is not going to be one of his huge blockbuster movies. It really isn't. It's not going to be, I don't think it's going to be a $60 million opening. He is sort of aging into an attractive, he's always been an attractive man. His ears do stick out a lot, but that's not a reason to make fun of him. He does look significantly older than Margot Robbie, who is very pretty. She was the wife in Wolf of Wall Street. She was Leo DiCaprio's wife in this. So she's very pretty, very blonde. The problems about this movie are not so much the age of the leads, as much as the first part of the movie is sort of how to do a con. And that's kind of fun. We've seen it before, but it's very slick about how people steal from other people in terms of slick and in terms of choreography. The problem is, if you've ever had your credit card hacked, which I have twice in the last couple months, it's not all that amusing. Or to have your pocketbook stolen or your watch stolen or your luggage stolen. So part of it is, I suppose, if you're going to a movie, you can willingly suspend disbelief and morality. Because the idea of it being heroic to steal from other people, I don't know, a little squeamish. It is entertaining. It is slick. They are pretty people. It has at least 50% too many twists in it. I mean, it keeps throwing you red herring after red herring after red herring to the extent that you're not sure that herring was ever any other color than red. Having said that, it'll probably do fairly well. It's escapist entertainment if you're willing to ignore the fact that there are at least, as I said, 50% too many endings to it, that the morality of it is highly questionable, that it's surprisingly violent at some point, and there's certainly a couple things you should not try at home. Let's see if there's anything else coming up. 71 was actually the movie that won Best Foreign Movie at the Golden Globes. A young and disillusioned British soldier is accidentally abandoned by his unit following a riot on the deadly streets of Belfast in 1971. This is probably a useful companion piece to American Sniper. It's certainly not going to do as well. Jack O'Connell, well, actually won, I think, as the best young actor from BAFTA. I think that's what it was. And he is a good actor. He was a little smarmy in his speech, but I suppose he's fairly young. He was also the lead in Unbroken. So, I mean, I think he's got a great career in front of him. And he's going to be in Tulip Fever, which should be really fun. But this is a movie because it really freezes a certain time and place and shows you, if you think about it, that the deadly streets of Belfast were essentially terrorists. Everybody there. And it seems very much like Baghdad, except that different clothing, different scenario, different landscape, different buildings, but the same basic issue of people ambushing one another, and it's very scary. It's not an enjoyable movie per se, but it's interesting. I think 50 Shades of Grey is probably not going to be in the top 10 anymore. I'm trying to think if there's anything. American Sniper will probably be in the top 5. But as I said, this week you're probably better off. Focus is okay. It's not a great movie, but it's okay. You're probably going to be better off renting some of the movies that came out on DVD this week, including Big Hero 6, which won the Oscar. There are a couple of other movies, The Lazarus Effect. I just don't go to horror flicks. I mean, there's just no sense in me doing them. Olivia Wilde is remarkable in this, in that she's Edmark Duplass, whom I like a lot. Olivia is a very pretty woman.
Yes, she is.
Yes, she is. Well, in this one, she comes back from the dead. So she's not quite so adorable as she usually is. And she actually, I've read a couple of interviews that said that she loved horror flicks. She used to have horror flick parties out of her bedroom when she was 9 years old. She thinks this is kind of cool. Said it looks like a creepy cross between Flatliners and Pet Sematary.
Hmm.
Yeah, not my kind of movie. But we'll see. I mean, horror flicks quite often do well with young men, who is the basic audience for them. You can get more information about not only the flicks that are coming out this week, but the DVDs that are coming out this week. Just go to drjoy.com and you can sort that out. So, some interesting movies coming up. I saw the second best Marigold Hotel last night, which I'll review. I think it opens next week. I don't think it opens quite yet. It's interesting to see that they are having... And the thing about Marigold is that it was an unexpected success and targeted people who were over the age of 1,000. I mean, it's got Maggie Smith in it, Judy Dench, Bill Nighy, trying to remember who else. And it's wonderful. And Dev Patel, who it just went out of my head. The first one, but he was also the one that won the Oscar. The one that said, I'll think of it in a minute. Anyway, he's a wonderful dancer, and he gets to play a dope kind of at the beginning. But let's see if I can find this. Slumdog Millionaire is the one I was thinking about. He was the star of that.
Okay.
And so he was also in the second best exotic Marigold Hotel is the second one coming out. The best exotic Marigold Hotel was the first one, about a bunch of British pensioners going to India because it was cheaper to live out their final days and what happens. And it's a movie that has really resonated, maybe because in answer to one of the questions that somebody asked me of how old do you feel, of people, especially Brits, seem to feel older than their chronological age, and where do they go, you know, where do you want to die, which is a little upsetting, but it certainly resonated with a lot of people. And this one's got some charm in it, and make sure that you, the dancing at the end, I could watch a whole movie of watching Dev Patel dance, and Richard Gere is in it as well, and you forget what a good dancer he is from Chicago, so he's a pleasure to watch as well. We'll talk about that next week. It's obviously a better movie than any of the ones coming out this week, but still, not till next week. Good time to call me, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Spend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.